J.B. Pritzker holds baby at Chicago Pride March, many children present at event. By Hannah Knudsen on June 30, 2025. Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker celebrated at the Chicago Pride March over the weekend, holding a baby and happily marching and waving, with many children present at the event. The 54th annual Chicago Pride Parade was a celebration of resilience and progress, and a reminder of the challenges that lie ahead, the Democrat wrote on social media. Happy Pride, Illinois. We will always fight for your right to love openly and without fear, he continued, sharing photos from the event. One photo featured the governor holding a baby, who was in attendance at the event. Another video shows Pritzker happily waving to the crowd as he marched in the parade. Children can be seen standing on the sidelines. He apparently has no issue with indoctrinating these children, as he says his mother did with him. My mother was an activist for reproductive rights and LGBTQ rights. And she took me to pride parades back when, well, they weren't really parades. They were protests, he said during a human rights campaign speech. So, I have to laugh when I hear the right wing carry on about the dangers of exposing kids to trans people or same-sex couples, because I'm living proof that introducing your kids to the gay agenda might result in them growing up to be governor, he bragged. The participation by Pritzker should come as no surprise to onlookers, as the Democrat has continued to promote the LGBTQ+ agenda for children. In 2019, he signed a bill mandating schools to teach LGBT history. In 2021, he signed SB 818, and claimed that the new sex ed standards that require kindergartners to learn to define gender identity will help keep our children safe, as Breitbart News reported. And in 2024, Pritzker promised to continue to promote sex change procedures following President Donald Trump's momentous victory. To Pritzker's likely dismay, the Supreme Court recently delivered a victory for parental rights, siding with Maryland parents who sued their school board for the district's refusal to allow their K-5 children to opt out of the LGBTQ+ curriculum. Meanwhile, about 790 miles east, LGBTQ+ activist New Yorkers also took to the streets for a pride celebration in New York City. That celebration, or protest, as some would describe it, featured Fuck Trump signs, shirtless women showing their mastectomy scars, shirtless men showing off their womanly breast implants, and much more.